The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother, Me, and Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Griffin, you go next.
What's up, everybody? It's Griffin McElroy. Let's fucking go.
Hello, Justin, Griffin, thank you for coming to my press conference. As you know, I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy. I have an important announcement to make every year. When it's time for us to choose the theme for the year, I bring a list of, let's call them what they are, clunkers.
Yeah, sure, and sure.
So this year, I'm proud to announce I've hired a team of expert writers.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
In the common fashion, I will not credit.
Yeah, sure.
To help me come up with a really good list this year.
I mean,
year.
You can tell me some of the names. Because, Travis, I heard you've been bumping elbows and shoulders and uglies with Jay Leno. Is that true, Travis? Did Jay
help?
Let's just
say it rhymes with Lay Geno.
Okay.
And
Justin, how can we fucking compete, man? We may as well hang up. Let Travis Leno handle
Borkin.
This one.
Sorry, I'm thinking about how much it sucks that somebody said bumping uglies once and was like, I should say this again.
Yeah, yeah. And then many, many years later, a man on a podcast suggested doing it with Jay Leno, thereby sort of completing the circuit.
Recent house fire sufferer, Jay Leno, but he had some time on his hands to help me. Okay, now.
Man, you miss a lot when you're not on Twitter, and also Twitter's dead. I had no idea about the Jay Leno thing, folks. I wouldn't have goofed about it had I known that his stuff.
What happened?
I guess his stuff burned up. Travis just said it. I don't know.
He got
feel bad.
Seriously injured in the fire. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Is he okay?
Is he okay, though? This is Travis, Google it now.
You're kind of interrupting my press conference.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, with that in mind, do you want the one that I think is going to be the winner just right off the bat, or do you want some of our fun ones first? What do you want?
No, I mean, are we
not how this works?
That's really not how it works at all.
It's really not how it works.
But my press conference.
The way it works is at first, I have to read all of the names
for
all of the years that we've done previously.
Just keep in mind, I spent most of our 2023 budget on hiring these writers and the decorations.
No, for sure,
conference, so.
Okay. Now don't, is it, are you guys looking at the list?
I'm looking at pictures of Jay Leno taken recently to make sure he's fine.
He looks fine. I saw him shopping with Mavis a little bit ago. He's doing fine.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Now let me see if I can do it from memory?
No.
I'll read the years. You guys see who gets
it
first.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. 2010.
Zolo.
2011.
That was.
I've already lost.
Zol.
Was it Zol?
That was 2000 in Heaven, Get Right with Christ.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Was that one post?
I feel like that was a joke.
Okay.
What?
Was that one like we decided on it like later on that was the year for 2011?
Seems unlikely, but okay. 2012.
20 does.
20.
Getting it.
Yeah, getting it.
Yeah. I can't guarantee I'll remember all the tags.
2013.
20 Dirt. Dig it up.
Dig it up.
Get it out.
Get it out. 2014.
That was 2014?
That was 20 Forward.
20 Forward. 20
Forward. Yeah. Okay.
20 Lifteen?
No, 20 Grifteen, the con is
20
on.
20 Grifteen, the con is on.
Okay. Then 20 Serpentine.
No,
that was 2016.
Was fixing.
Our worst.
16, Building Bridges.
Yeah. Our biggest whiff.
I will laugh at that every year.
Historically,
2017.
That was 2017. Zag on him.
Keep them guessing. Yeah.
No, zag on him.
Zag. Keep them guessing and zag on him, according to this official biblical wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2018.
Collaborate team.
Mm-hmm. Stronger together.
Stronger together. That's a good
2019.
Frankenstein team.
Become the monster. Yeah.
Our clumsiest portmanteau.
Our best one so far.
Probably the best one. 2020.
Now, this one had two, because at first it was 20 funny, and then I believe it became honey funny.
20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love.
And then it was honey funny down to business, if I remember correctly, or 20 honey down to business.
20 honey down to business, when we realized how calamitous 20 funny, fill your life with laughter and love was.
Yes.
2021.
2021 was...
This was last year.
Last year.
This was last 20, year.
20 fun. No, 20...
20 big dog run, no bones about
right,
it.
Yes, yes. It.
Fuck.
And of course, we are recording this at the very end of 20 Rendezvous, Fancy Takes Flight. It's been a really fun, it's been the funnest theme, I think.
The most actionable for us with our ensemble at live show. I may throw the cape on, actually, that Amanda, our business manager, gave to me at one point because...
One last ride.
Just my attire was so clumsy.
Yeah, put the cape on. I'm going to open up a Google Doc that we can share.
Yeah, I had to do this last year. It's no fun.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
So as a reminder, we're coming up on 2023, just in case anyone wasn't sure what year it was going.
I definitely came up with a few and then realized that's another 2022 one.
Okay.
Trav, I'll let you kick things off.
Okay, so do you want...
Wait, so we do this every year. Hi.
Hi, everybody. It's Justin, Travis, year. And Griffin.
This is your
it's
first
the
episode.
Silly boys, and it's time for us to do our fucking work. Now sit down and listen.
Okay. This is legally binding. I have not accepted any submissions.
No.
Yes.
From anyone. No. This is just our own. If you don't like the theme, that's too bad. It's permanent unless we change it.
Not only have I not accepted any submissions, I have not been in any website or public space where submissions might have even been seen.
Okay.
That's true. You would have had to mail it to me.
Enough.
Okay.
So in the past, I know that one of my problems with my clunkers was I just rhymed the last word, right? And three is easy to rhyme. So I tried to make it more both rhythmically the same and rhyme. So the first one that me and my crack team have come up with.
Boy, this better be good.
20 Sunny D. All right, mom.
Okay, this is good.
I had 20 Sunny D,
I also had 20 Sunny D. I don't know if that means it's a good idea or the worst idea.
Okay.
Sydney actually suggested it to me.
Okay.
She felt very good about
it. And your subtitle?
Now, I wanted to suggest, though, as a subtitle, 20 Sunny D, the good year kids go for.
Oh, ooh. That's cool.
See, mine was 20 Sunny D. All right, mom.
That was good. I like that. Now, can I hit you with 20 Sunny D, unleash the power of the sun? We just use their tagline for Sunny.
Is that their tagline now?
It was their tagline for a long time. Sunny D, unleash the power of the sun. I hope that's true. I really hope that what I'm saying right now is right and true. Because
it's a very dramatic tagline.
Yeah. All of those are very positive.
For orange water. This would be the fucking wildest Mandela effect thing if I personally dreamed up unleash the power of the sun. But anyway, as a motto for like something you can do for 365 days, is it a leap year? No, not on odd years, huh? That's not how that works. That you can unleash the power of the sun.
Here's the other thing that I like about 20 Sunny D, which is very powerful. We all kind of found it in our hearts, or my wife found it and told me about it. But
your wife lives in your heart.
That's true.
Let her out,
I think
by
we
the
could
way.
We could spend the year trying to get... This could be our first sponsored year.
Yeah.
But we spend the year trying to get money
from Sunny D. Now, that actually goes with another one of mine, Justin, which is...
Oh, you're going to do two in a row. That's great.
20 Money Tree, time to sell out.
Now, what is Money Tree?
Like
a tree?
You planted and grown your own money tree. We're printing our own money. Money doesn't grow on trees, but it does if you sell out.
I mean, I think it's about time for us to get into... just sort of like our Mad Money Jim Cramer phase. And this could be like a good on-ramp for that.
Okay, you're not feeling it. That's fine. That's fine.
It's too capitalistic.
Yeah.
I feel like I will write it down, but it is
okay, when are you guys 20
Money Tree, what was your subtitle, Travis?
Time to sell out.
Time to sell out. Okay. Griffin, I'd love to hear one of yours.
Sure. I mean, we've done a lot of, I would say, B-based work in the past this particular segment. But it seems like if this year we don't, like, we're missing a pretty prime opportunity. I do have 20 honeybee. Don't wait. Pollinate.
Oh, that's good. Now, Griffin, yeah. I also have 20 honeybee. Mine is 20 honeybee unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Yeah, because listen, it was 20 honey down to business. But I think we can all agree, in 20 honey, there was plenty of business we didn't get done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mine extends, if I may, I have built out a whole sequence, and then it's 20 honey hive back in business.
Wow.
And then the spinoff, 20 honey vine, monkey business. And that's a crossover one.
I wish I could go to sleep for 6 years and wake up in 2020 Vine Monkey Business.
20 Honey Vine Monkey Business.
Oh, hey, guys, if we're still recording this in 20 Honey Vine, something's gone terribly wrong. I hope to be in my grand old man phase of podcasting where the youngins come to me and ask for tips.
We got to spend time all together as a family for the first time in like 3 Christmases. And as we were leaving, BB was talking about how much she wished she lived in the same house as all her cousins. And I said, well, maybe when you grow up and become adults, you all can just like get a house together, all 6 of you. And I said, and she said, and you guys will be there too. And I said, no, me and mommy will be touring the American Southwest. And she said, no, you'll be dead.
Whoa, oh, God. Damn,
I was like, what? Oh no. Hey,
let me hit you guys with this.
Okay.
20 Blunty Tree, life finds a weed.
20 Blunty Tree, 20 Blunty Tree, life finds a weed.
20 Blunty Tree, life finds a weed. And it's basically a tree that grows.
Fucking funny. Yeah, no, I like the idea of like that you're creating a
it's
new
a tree that grows blunts.
Yeah, and that's cool. It's like a character. Does he talk? The Blunty Tree?
Oh, good question. Like a giving tree.
What does the Blunty Tree sound like, Justin? Tell me now.
He doesn't talk. He just smokes you out. You don't need words.
All right.
It's the Blunty
Deeper
Tree.
Deeper than words.
Deeper than words.
I like, can we agree now that no matter what the year name is, our tagline will be deeper than words.
Deeper than words.
Well, that actually would work for another one of mine, 20 Kenny G. Deeper than words.
Okay.
20 Kenny G, deeper than words. Because it's the music of the saxophone.
Yeah.
Now, with our history, though, of whiffers, the problem I worry about is if we name it after Kenny G halfway through, he's going to take a real
for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Now, with that in mind, let me throw this out.
We're really churning through, but I don't think any of these require more.
20 Wait and See. Check back in October.
That's cool. I had 20 Wait and See, like, Where's the Rush? I didn't actually have a tagline for that one. Because, you know, we always sort of encourage, like, act. Go, do it. Don't be afraid. Do it. 20 Wait and See. Don't be hasty now.
Mine was specifically saying, check back with us in October, and we will pick a more applicable name for the year, knowing what we know then.
It's kind of kicking the can down the road a little
bit.
Right, but it would be a better name. When I feel like by October, we could really lock down, like, a pretty solid name for the year. Having known, like, all of the either good or bad things that had happened.
Now, can I give you guys the one that I think is going to be it?
No.
Okay.
No. Sit on
can
that.
Can I give you another one then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, give us another bad one.
Okay, now this one is going to answer what might be history's greatest memory.
You got to stop setting these up so much because you're bringing everybody up here and most of them are down around here. Yeah. So
what's the question we got asked the most? Well, this year we'll answer it. 20, who's the me?
20, who's the me?
20, who's the me?
Yeah, who's the me and my brother and me? This year we'll figure it out.
Oh, that's interesting. So I had 20 mystery on here, follow the clues, but that only barely rhymes, I will admit.
What about 20 mystery, pickup artistry?
20 mystery. No, that's interesting. Maybe we can reclaim that, you know? Maybe one of us starts going by mystery for the whole year and we just try to take it back. That's too cool of a name for someone like that to have it, I think.
Agree.
20.
I will say this. I would be cautious about that one because every once in a while, I'll remember Mystery exists, and I'll go check out his Instagram. Mm. And he doesn't seem to be a consistently happy man.
Oh.
Let me put it this way.
The road has been bumpy for Mystery.
Okay.
I can't imagine why.
I have like 14 of these.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I don't. Okay. Yeah. So I might drop a couple here. 20 Jubilee, a special celebration. That feels a little bit like our current year's motto. I know now as I say it out loud.
Well, and we just wasn't the Queen's Jubilee last year, and then she died.
Yeah. The Platy Jubes. Right.
The Platy Jubes was last year,
and then she did pass. So I don't want that to happen to any of us. So maybe this game is not going to be it. Speaking of the Queen, 20 cup of tea, something's brewing.
Ooh.
This one's like that. I don't know. This one could be fun. It could be fun for us to do a motto that's like, we don't know, but I feel something's in the air. Something's brewing.
Is it actionable though?
It's not at all actionable. In fact, it's much like 20 wait and see, unactionable. To act on it is to fail.
Mm.
20 Chucky free. The doll's gotta go.
Let's get them.
So that is just a year without Chucky? Is that what it
is? It's a year without Chucky.
Not the media property, Travis. Not the film and TV series, Travis. We're going to get his ass.
Get him out of here.
They won't be able to make another episode of the TV show. They won't be able to make another movie. Because we'll get his ass.
A TV show?
Yeah, man.
Chucky's blown up, man.
Yeah.
He is, and he's going to blow up when I put dynamite in his mouth and throw him off the cliff and then shoot the dynamite to kill him at the end of the movie. The last one. Yeah.
That's a cool one, though.
That's the only way to kill a Chucky. Exploding and falling. 20 manatee, large and in charge.
Oh.
But they aren't particularly in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny, but like, number one cause of manatee whoopsies is they float too much and a boat comes and they're too slow
and they're
to do anything
slow
about it.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not that. 20 potpourri, mix it up.
Now, I like that one. Can I go back to 20 manatee for a while, though?
Yeah, sure.
20 manatee, float on.
Again,
I think there's something there.
We seem to be sort of gravitating towards an option that embraces inaction. And I would maybe caution us against that because we're going to be saying this thing at all of our shows for a long time.
20 potpourri, that's not trail mix. Now, that's actionable right there. Don't eat that. It looks so tasty when you see it in a bowl. That's potpourri, my man. Don't eat that.
We're condemning people to spelling potpourri.
I tried. It's misspelled in the Google Doc where I wrote it down.
It's misspelled as I've just written it. I have no idea.
It's not potpourri, and I knew that as I wrote it.
I typed.
Yeah, that's nothing.
20 sun and sea. Surf's up, brah.
20 sun and sea.
20 sun and sea is pretty cool. I've never had any interest in the sort of beach life aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who do, and they seem pretty stoked pretty much all the time.
Happy, right? The people who are just sitting at the beach all day, and they don't need to. You know those people that go to that you see at the beach, but they didn't bring a bunch of stuff with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they just have like maybe a towel that they're sitting on.
Yeah.
And that's
it. Well, and their board, like when you see them come out of the water and they're holding their board under one arm and they do, with their other hand, they like do the thing with their wet hair.
Yeah.
They look really, they look.
And they maybe sit on their board. They don't need a towel.
They don't need a towel.
The towel's going to blow away. Like, but even if their towel blows away, they're not going to care, right?
Yeah.
They'll just find another towel.
Happy. Back to nature.
They seem happy. I'd like to be one of those.
I'd like to be that. Guys, and we could sort of embrace a whole sort of Jack Johnson kind of aesthetic at our show.
20 Sun and Sea.
That could be fucking fun. I like 20 Sun and Sea. I'm going to go ahead and disqualify 20 Undersea Wetter and Better is one I had on here because that seems like not as good of an aesthetic as 20 Sun and Sea.
20, what did you say?
20 Undersea Wetter and Better. Do you need to go ahead and remove that from your list?
No, I'm just compiling all of them. I'm not doing any editing right now because it needs to be a complete document.
And if we're going with the song, wouldn't it be Wetter is Better?
No.
Because
No, Travis.
No,
but speaking
now, as long as we're in this area of the globe, in this biosphere, I did want to just say 20 hunt at sea, the beast dies today.
Ooh. You're very big on getting them and whatever your motto is,
it's motivational.
Motivational, okay? To get something's ass.
Well, we did become the monster, and I do like then bookending that with the monster dies today.
Yeah, it's like Hunt at Sea is like the surf's in your face.
Yeah.
I almost went at a 20 Hunt at Sea, spears at the ready, but I didn't want it to be like we're hunting, like there's stuff in the ocean. Some people don't want to hunt,
yeah.
I think, and like whales love them.
Yeah,
and I don't want people to do it, but like a sea beast that's like hurting your village or whatever.
Like a kaiju.
Kraken.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time, though, krakens, they're misunderstood because most of the time they've been contained. And I bet if you just let krakens live their own life, they'll mostly leave ships alone. But it always seems like ghost pirates or bad pirates have taken the kraken hostage. And then they're like, I'll let you out if you attack Jack Sparrow. You know, you guys get it.
20 Applebee's eating good in the neighborhood. I realized now that I've just written a bunch of brands that rhyme with three and then just put their catchphrase after it.
And it doesn't quite rhyme with three, does it? Because Applebee's.
No, it doesn't really. And Apple is just a real long walk from 20. It's not even sort of in the same.
Okay, let me hit you with this one. I actually like this one.
Area.
Yeah, this one doesn't suck shit. This is a good one. Ready? 20 dungarees. Do the dirty work.
Ooh.
I don't think kids know what dungarees are, and I'm barely clear on it.
I think it's
They're like jeans.
Well, it's like a jeans overall, isn't it? What
it's
is
like
it?
Brown jeans. I thought it was brown jeans.
This is good because no one really seems to know what dungarees are.
Shit.
Okay, you ready?
No.
It's trousers or work clothes made of blue denim.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeans. Yeah. Do the dirty work. And
okay. Do the dirty
so this
work.
Is 20 this would be embracing a much
work.
More sort of, you know, blue collar aesthetic. I think we can all agree that we got pretty like coastal elite. Like unrelatable this year with our Fancy Takes Flight. And so like, what if we just sort of plugged back into that kind of, you know, dirty work, dirty, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just got back to the land.
No.
Do the dirty work. Now that it is a lot like 2013 though, I fear.
Yeah, you're right.
Now at a certain point, we've been doing this for 86 years, Justin. We're gonna touch on similar
it's
themes.
True. It's true.
20 running free, wide open spaces.
I sort of
evokes the American West.
Thank you.
I sort of assumed that free was going to end up in all of our suggestions. I had 20 wild and free, nature's calling.
Okay, but running free is closer to 23 than wild
Griffin,
and free
the
is.
The brief is that you have to kind of...
I started this whole press conference by saying my clunkers in the past did not rhyme the whole thing. And you have given me active shit about that in the past. And then, Griffin,
that's
you're
true.
Just bringing a lot of one-syllable rhymes. Running
well,
free.
Maybe.
There's nothing impressive about rhyming the word three. That's not. It's
20 giving tree. 20 you
There's
and me.
Ronde. 20.
Ronde. Frankenstein.
That's a bad one. We all agreed that was a bad one. It was just we wanted to get there
right.
Thematically.
All right, fine. 20 okay. Running free. Wide open spaces. What does that mean? Like, where you want us to scooch?
Well, it was
to the
my nice
basket?
Way of saying touch grass.
Okay.
Touch grass.
But that's not, I don't care for that. I don't care for that, Travis.
20 running free, break the chains.
Nope, that's not it either.
20 running 20 free. Look out for that tree.
20 plant a tree. Oh, two? Oh, yeah.
20 plant a tree. Ooh. Oh, two? Oh, yeah. I feel like I need to say yours out loud after you say them just to get the feel of it.
No, it's good. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's nice to hear it out of someone else's mouth.
20 plant a tree. Yeah. Are we saying that planta rhymes with 20?
Planta. 20. 23. Yeah. Plant a tree. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Plant a tree.
Damn, we just got right back to Blunty Tree.
20 plant a tree.
Yeah, sorry, Juice. You're not going to... There will be no more sort of arboreal suggestions today that are going to top Blunty Tree for me. Like, if that's the direction we want to go, that's the direction we want to go.
Yeah, but the thing I did... The thing that drew me to 20 plant a tree is it's very doable.
Yeah.
You get a tree. I planted like 3 trees last year. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even on purpose.
If you eat it, if you eat it a whole apple and you just threw it out the window, you may have just done a tree for all you know.
Well, if you eat it a whole apple, you would have to dig a hole and poop in it and then bury it because you eat it the whole apple.
That's probably good for it.
That's probably good.
Oh, definitely.
It will start the process inside.
Nutrient-rich bed. Love it.
Yeah.
2023, a year of the McRoy brothers.
Now that sucks.
What? That's a bad
2023, a year of the McRoy brothers.
But like,
maybe 2023, we're back.
We're back a dinosaur tale.
Anything sort of self-referential like that kind of gives me hives, even just thinking about it.
Does it give you honey hives?
Nope.
Back in business?
I do like the idea of staging a reunion for the many, many people that have fallen off of the show to try to convince them that we're back doing it again. It's like, they're back? Yeah, they're
back. Yeah, man, in a big way.
Yeah. They're back in a big
way. The year's all about it.
Okay. How many more, like, suggestions do you guys
have? That's all of mine.
Okay, I have. Griffin? So, I mean, I don't even know if you would count this as a suggestion, but I do have 20 Rumpelteas, Meowarfulus. But I feel like we go in a lot of anthropomorphized sort of animal directions sometimes.
Meowverlus? Meowverlus?
Meowverlus.
Meowverlus.
20 Rumpelteas, Meowverlus.
Okay. Okay.
I mostly we watched Cats While High a little bit over the holidays, and I think I just got Rumpelteaser on the brain.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you got that, like, 20 MTV?
No.
I couldn't come up with, the best I had was Loader Up, and I don't think that's not much of anything. What other dirt do I have?
Before I forget, because you guys mentioned Blunny Tree, Money Tree, I did think of 20 Giving Tree, All for Love.
No, but that's nothing.
That's just too sad, I think, is the problem.
All right. Let's get, hold on, let me. Justin, press the button, the Tom Hanks Sully button that you have on the soundboard.
Okay.
Can we be serious now? That was it. That was the button. Justin just pressed it, and that was Tom Hanks doing it.
No, Justin's trying to remember which button is the My Wife button.
I don't even think my buttons are working right now.
God dang it.
Okay. Do you want to be serious in the sense that you have a good one?
I have one that I think could be good with a different subtitle.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I had 20 You and Me, Deeper Than Words.
Ooh.
Just us. You and me. No bullshit. No sort of surface level, skipping a stone off the surface of each other. Now,
I do think that I remember in Collaborate Teen, some people were mad at us because they didn't want to. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's like, interesting. Yeah. Like, they didn't want to get the dirt and get it out, probably.
They didn't want to collaborate with other people. Okay. So they're upset about that one.
Then what about, along those lines, 20 Knowing Me? Get to know yourself.
Okay, sort of the polar opposite.
Yeah, but if that's the thing, in the past we've had Building Bridges. We've had Collaborate Teen. We've had a lot about working together. But what if this was just about self-introspection?
Our culture's already got plenty of that, I think. I think everybody's got a belly full of self-obsession. I think that maybe encouraging, not needing to encourage those values. Yeah.
Not self-obsession, just an introspection.
Guys, 20 Penny Free. Round it down.
Okay.
20 Penny
now,
Free.
With the pattern you've been doing, Justin, I assume this was about killing Pennywise and 20, just having a year without
20
Pennywise.
Penny Free, Pound the Clown.
His name's not Penny. That's nothing.
That's his first name. His name is Mr. Wise, but you can call him Penny.
What I'm saying is the penny has outlived its usefulness.
Okay.
And I know it's got its proponents, and I understand the arguments for.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that it's got to start somewhere, getting rid of the penny, and maybe this podcast.
Let it begin with me, sure. I for sure feel you and understand.
But don't
you.
Round it up. That's the problem. The problem with getting rid of the penny is that we'll have to start rounding up. And a lot of low-income Americans don't need that extra spending in their bills, right? Yeah. So we're rounding it down. That answers a lot of the issues.
So if it's 4 cents or less, it's zero.
We always round it down. When Canada got rid of the penny, Chipotle Canada was like, we're rounding it down.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying. Round it down.
So instead of like $4.99, it's like $4?
Yes.
No, it would be $4.95.
Oh, right.
Because they're still nickels, which are next, by the way. No one wants to
stop. We're not going to stop until we've gotten rid of decimals entirely. Yeah.
Has anyone ever proposed rolling up the values? So it's like, yes, now a penny still exists, but now it's worth 5 cents. A nickel is worth 10. A dime is worth 25. A quarter is worth $1. A dollar is worth $2. And we'll just keep rounding those up.
Yeah.
Like moving those.
I think our economy has been doing plenty of that this year, Travis, to disastrous results. It's called inflation, and it's bad.
Everybody would get paid more too,
and that's so smart. Why don't people think about
everything
that?
Everything get cost less.
In my thing, Justin, means every penny someone has just quintupled in value overnight.
That's a lot.
The last one that I had written here was 20 take a knee. Good hustle today.
Okay. Yeah. No, I would say that the act of taking a knee in sports is not so much one concerned with kind of rest and rejuvenation after a long scrimmage. Currently
there is some additional sort of attachments.
Yeah.
I agree. That makes it thornier.
Thorny.
It makes it a harder lift.
Or better. Depending on how you're looking at it.
Okay, so can we talk about it yet? Or do you have any more, Griffin? I'm out.
I think I'm cashed, bro.
Okay.
Do we want to do our money zone now and come back with fresh eyes?
That's smart.
I'm going to come back with a fresh bladder, too, because I'm about to piss.
Yeah, man.
I can tell you what this year will definitely include.
What?
We all do it. Admit it. We all do it. We mail stuff.
We
ship stuff.
Ship it hard.
Don't it feel good. Oh man. Is there anything better than checking that item off your list? You're literally saying this is your responsibility now, other human being. It feels so good to mail something. And you know what feels even better?
What, Travis?
Saving money.
Yeah.
And not having to go to the post office.
I love that, too.
Yes, because with stamps.com, it makes it so easy. Because especially this time of year.
I'm already listening.
Okay, but listen better. Okay, thank you. You're sending stuff off. You're mailing stuff back. You're returning things. All that stuff. And Stamps.com has partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates up to 86% off.
That's almost, that's basically all of it.
It's like all of it. And Stamps.com automatically tells you what your cheapest and fastest shipping options are. No guessing, no overpaying, no thinking required. Thank you. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale so you have everything you need to get started. There it is. So start the new year by saving serious money on mailing and shipping. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a free 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER, all one word. This is probably also a good time to mention we're up for best ad reads again.
Are we? Man, I would have put a lot more effort into this one. Catch me next time.
Again.
Catch me next time.
Well,
folks.
It's for 2022.
Yeah.
We already put in the work there.
Yeah,
we're coasting.
Can we please win this? Is Smartless up again?
Yeah. No, but Nicole Byer is. So.
Oh, okay, we're done.
I want it for Nicole Byer. I want her to win.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the problem.
I don't think we need to worry about that. I don't think
our concern about it one way or the other.
No, but this is a good time to say we're throwing our support behind Nicole Byer. So when Nicole Byer does inevitably win, we can be like, yes, this was
Kingmakers.
This is what we wanted all along.
Queen makers, I guess in this case. Yes, Nicole. Yes.
Hey, that's Ben.
And that's Adam.
And together we host a show called Greatest Trek on Maximum Fun that covers all of the new Star Trek shows. Lower Decks, Strange New Worlds, Picard, Prodigy, Discovery, and any other Star Trek show Paramount throws at us.
Come check it out for our funny and formative recaps of all the new stuff the Star Trek Industrial Complex churns out. It's in your podcatcher every Tuesday.
Subscribe to Greatest Trek. It's a new Star Trek podcast from the makers of The Greatest Generation.
My fellow graduates, for 500 episodes, my podcast, The JV Club with Janet Varney, has gathered story after story of all the scandalous things we've done throughout our childhoods.
Wait, what's happening?
Stories like how Jamila Jamil survived a horrific house party and she was on crutches.
Great.
Or how Hal Lublin learned a Shakespearean monologue in his pajamas.
This is not the speech we approve.
Without your love and life tragedies, there would be no podcast. In fact, I have an exclusive look at how Maggie Lawson's mom confronted her after a sneaky basement meetup with her crush.
Spill the tea, JV.
Security!
Listen to the JV Club with Janet Varney Thursdays on Maximum Fun! Class of forever!
When I was peeing, I found a weed vape on top of my mirror that has been there for months. I completely forgot about.
Nice.
I just left it up there. The Blunty Tree provided for me.
Thank you, Blunty Tree.
I'm just saying. Okay. I did want to just say, this isn't another suggestion, but like, I felt like Grunt was like there.
You know, like 20 Grunt and...
20 Grunt with me?
20 Grunt with 20... me is cool. That's cool.
Now, let me give you this tagline, though. 20 Grunt with me.
Well, you lost me actually when you involved Dr. Allen.
Yeah.
When you involved Reverend Allen, I was turned off from the idea.
He seems like he's probably a Unitarian minister.
20 grunt with me. Strength in numbers? Strength? No.
I also thought about 20 stunt and spree.
Ooh.
20 stunt and spree, 20 stunt with me.
Let me throw out this. Simple, to the point. 20 grunt with me, heave! And it's just
20
like,
grunt with me, heave.
We're all pulling together.
We're all like picking it up. We're all like all picking it up and throwing together. It. Yeah. That's cool.
All right. So let me recap. Let me do this. I have the
document. I know what I like best from what all
okay,
of us
I'm just going to go down the list because I don't want, just to be fair, and just a quick like round the horn.
Yeah.
Kill it. You know, yes or no.
Okay.
I think we have to leave 20 Sunny D.
Yeah. We for all him. Three had it on our list.
20 Money Tree.
It's fine. That was a stretch. I
no, get rid
it.
Of 20
okay,
Money
it's done.
Tree.
It's done. Done. 20 Honey Bee, Don't Wait, Pollinate. I don't want to do another year of bee iconography
yeah.
on posters.
Oh,
also, Don't Wait, Pollinate is like, what is that fucking, what
no,
could that possibly
mean? No, but Unfinished Business, I think, would have been a way better
Unfinished
tagline.
Business is cool, though. Shit.
Unfinished Business. And then
I'm
back
not
to Business.
Seeing
and
bees.
Then Monkey Business.
No, I'm not seeing
You're
bees.
You're forgetting the
Justin,
payoff,
he's got
Justin.
A plan.
Monkey Business. It'll carry us through the rest of 2020.
Okay, I'm not.
Every 2 years. We can
I
even do 20 Honey
Leave
Heaven.
It on there, Justin.
Heavenly Beasts.
I'm going to message McKay then.
Okay.
20
I'll
Honey.
I'll do it.
McKay will be fucking stoked.
20
she
Honey
loves,
Heaven.
She loves bees.
Heavenly
she?
Business.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it for now. But you're not going to sway me because I'm not excited about it. Nothing will change.
Not even
But I will
bees,
leave it for now and okay. it will not win. 20 Blunty Tree, Life Finds a Weed.
Now, I'm not wild about the tag. The tagline is fun. I'm not against 20 Blunty Tree.
I
Which
am.
One is it,
I
Travis?
Am. I
is
am.
The tagline.
I am against.
You're not against 20 Blunty Tree, and the tagline is fun. That's two
no,
pluses.
No, no, no. I said,
so which is it?
I'm not sure about the tagline, but I am in favor of 20 Blunty Tree.
Yeah.
Life finds a weed. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Too referential. It's too. I get that, but I don't think Life Finds a Weed summarizes what the year would be, Justin. That's just a statement. That's just a Life Finds a Weed. What? Okay. And then
I am of the maybe conflicted position that weed should be decriminalized, records expunged. But I also think that no one should ever talk about it. I think it should be
okay.
a secret. Delightful thing that
I feel
you,
that way about many legal things. Yes.
I'm going to go chop down the 20 Blunty Tree then
yeah.
and leave 20 Honeybee Unfinished Business.
Yeah,
Justin,
that's good.
I don't know what's happening.
I said blunty tree is fine. I'm just not wild about the
Griffin
tech.
Just said he wants to veto weed stuff. So that's
it's
out.
It's true. I do.
20 wait and see. Check back in October.
Cut it. Dead.
Cut it.
Bad.
It's not actionable.
Too passive.
20 Kenny G, deeper than words.
Love the subtitle, hate the title.
Yep.
Yeah. 20 who's the me? No. Don't want to talk about ourselves. Okay.
Well, 20
mystery.
Don't.
20 mystery. Follow the clues.
No, nothing.
It's nothing.
It doesn't mean
20
although
I already deleted.
Undelete.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes is entering the public domain.
Sherlock Holmes has been in the public domain.
But this weekend he's like going full hog public domain.
Okay. Wait, what about this? Honey mystery.
Travis, god damn it.
20 honey mystery. Solve the business. It's perfect.
Honey mystery, who killed Pooh? Who killed Pooh Bear?
Honey mystery, who took my last smackerel?
Honey mystery, you cut the 20. That's interesting. We didn't do that with any of the others. I forgot that we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Honey mystery, sticky business.
That's cool.
Honey mystery,
sticky
I'm going to, okay, here's what I will grant you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to change this to honey mystery, H-U-N-N-Y, in the
yes.
Pooh style.
Yes.
Honey mystery, sticky business. And I will leave that for now.
For now.
A gift.
Okay.
That's a gift to you, Travis. He will leave it.
As an olive
show of respect.
An olive branch that I will say was not granted to the 420 bloody tree, which has now been shored to so many logs in my fire, that I will say everyone at the parties enjoy very much. 20 mystery, sticky business.
Honey mystery, sticky business.
Honey mystery, sticky business.
Okay.
20 cup of tea, something's brewing.
No. Too passive.
Oh, but see, I do kind of like.
I kind of like it.
I like 20 cup of tea. Sip on it. 20 cup of tea.
Sip on it. Oh, that's cool because it sounds sort of endearing and innocent. And then you can be like, sip on it.
Ooh, could we do like 20 spill the tea?
No.
Like, or cup of tea? No. 20 cup of tea. I'm going to put
20
question.
Cup of tea. It's not for everyone.
Ooh.
That's like.
But what's the action? What's the action item there, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Okay. I guess I'll leave it for now.
No.
20 cup of tea, no. Taking
it's
a break.
It's not exciting enough.
Not exciting.
It's not exciting enough.
Okay.
20 Chuck E. Free, the doll's got to go. That's an IP
that
I don't think we necessarily can get the rights.
Yeah, for sure.
For 20 Manatee, large and in charge.
They are not. It doesn't make sense at all.
They are not. They are not, and they are not in charge.
Of anything.
The propellers are in charge.
They are quite large.
Aquariums.
I mean, half
they are
of
large
it's
for sure, but that doesn't.
They're not in charge.
No direct ratio.
They're barely in charge of their kids. They don't listen.
They do not listen to them.
20 Potpourri. That's not trail mix.
No.
The subtitle is terrible.
The subtitle is
I'm bleeding now. 20 Potpourri.
It was
mix 20 it
up.
Hunty.
It was mix it up.
Just
to like say it out loud, 20 Potpourri deeper than words. No. Okay. I wanted to try on the shoe
just
to see if it fit, but it didn't.
20 Sun and Sea Surf's Up Bra. I love that.
Not Surf's Up Bra, but 20.
Yeah, I need something gender
20
neutral.
20 Sun and Sea.
Surf's Up.
Crave the Wave.
Crave the Wave is, I don't like the longing in that. I want action. You know what I mean? Craving is like.
Chase the, yeah.
Think about constant craving. That's a song about want.
Yeah.
You know
what I
mean? That's a song about something you can't slay.
Go get a wave.
Carve the
go
wave.
Get a wave.
Just no switch
wave.
Two letters
stop,
around.
Stop. Travis said, go get a wave. No one's ever said these combinations of words before.
Excuse me. Miss Minaj did. Go to the beach. Let's go get a wave.
Okay, fine.
I thought you said get away.
Is that it? That is better.
That is better.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now we're all gotta find out. What the words are to the song, let's go get a wave. The lyrics are, let's go get a wave. Well, according to genius.com, let's go get a wave.
I stand
for vindication.
Okay. I'm going to leave it for now.
Yeah.
20 Undersea, wetter and better.
No.
Iconography is powerful.
So it's not as powerful as Sun and Sea or Surf and Sea. If
or Hunt at Sea.
I don't think Hunt at Sea. I think
imagine a poster with the three of us like on the prow of a boat.
Yeah.
With like spears at the ready. It,
it looks cool. Now, it doesn't mean anything. It's the only problem.
To that point, too, sun and sea could also include us at sea in the sun, spears at the ready.
Hunting the Kraken.
Okay, I will drop 20 Hunt at Sea.
Thank you.
20 Applebee's eating good in the neighborhood.
I mostly just, I've been thinking about their appetizers a lot lately.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about their Bourbon Street. Burritos. I've been thinking about their Bourbon Street steak a lot.
20 dungarees do the dirty work.
I like the sort of the message of like stop putting off what's got to get done, but I don't think 20 dungarees is good at all.
And I'm not now. Here's the thing, and we need this is another thing we need to be careful of because we fucked this up last year. If we say 20 dungarees, it would be funny, to see a bunch of people in denim workwear in the crowds
that
at shows.
Is
that
fun.
Would be. That is that would be very funny.
Okay, okay. Maybe it just needs a little adjustment. Let me throw out a different tagline. 20 dungarees, work hard, play hard.
That's cool. That kicks ass. I've never heard that before. That kicks ass, Trav.
Thank you.
Work hard and wait, so try yeah, but it, you're both working hard and playing hard.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Worked hard.
Can I fix the syntax? It would be 20 dungarees, work and play hard.
Well, no, because the work hard has to come first, because you work hard, and then you earn the right
but
it's
an efficiency of language thing. It would,
but if
it
you
would,
say work just... and play hard, Griffin, that would imply that we are working and playing hard at the same time. There's an order here. Maybe it's work hard, then play hard.
Work hard, then
work
play
hard. Yeah, no.
What about work or play hard? I would be
fine
with that.
Work or play hard.
Work or play hard.
No, we've lost it. It's lost its power.
I meant to tell you guys about 20 Hunt with Flea, and that's where Flea, the bassist, invites you to go hunting with him.
That's cool.
Oh, not hunt him. Hunt the Flea.
No. Hunting Flea. 20 Hunting Flea.
Let's get his ass. There's another one, Juice. Flea. What's wrong with you?
20 Hunting Flea. He's gotta
and that could just
him.
Be the iconography of us at sea, just sort of shooting our harpoons toward a gigantic sort of oceanic flea. I would love
that. We'll just encompass all of them. 20 Hunting Spree. Justin has a list.
Yeah.
20 Hunting Spree. Okay. I'm gonna 20 Running Free, Wide Open Spaces.
I don't love it.
It's too general.
Too obvious.
Too amorphous.
You know what? 5 years ago, if it had been 2023, 5 years ago, that would have been where our brand was at. And I think we moved on.
Yeah.
20 Wild and Free, Nature's Calling.
20 Wild and Free, Pure Michigan.
We should. We could be like Sufjan and just be like, all right, guys, for the next 50 years, we're just going to do a different state each year. We're really going to dial in, but then we only do really like two or three.
Well, if that's true, then we would have to be Mountaineers or Free.
No.
Almost heaven.
Fuck. This episode is so hard.
It's so every hard. Year. I feel like so many people are the pressure. This is the only episode that I feel pressure about all year.
I know.
Because it's not just like I was, think about this, listener at home. In the year of our Lord 2022, at some point, I was in a bathroom stall trying to get tuxedo pants buttoned around my gut.
Yeah.
And it's all because we thought it was funny to call the year 20 Rendezvous. Like, I am setting a tone here. And it's like one that you at home can kind of have a laugh and maybe forget about it. We are
or
living
maybe not.
If
it's, maybe it's
it
not
marinated.
That funny and maybe you don't have that big a laugh. That's but understand it's different for us. We have
it's
to
different
make
for
we
us.
Have to make it.
Once a year we're under pressure to complete work. Do you understand what that's like?
That people care about. That is important.
Some people care about.
Are we cutting 20 Wild and Free is not close enough to 20.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Wild
get that
and,
out of there.
I can't
get
do
that
it.
Out of there.
20 Plant a Tree, O2? Oh, yeah.
I do like it.
I can't O2, live in a world where we keep that, but we send Blunty Tree out of the room. I can't be a part of that. I won't sign off on that.
Okay.
Let's go to Plenty Blunty Tree.
20 Funny 3.
No.
2023, a year of the McElroy brothers.
That's Griffin, can't do Griffin really will not shitty. Allow it. I won't.
20 Rumpelties marvelous.
Say it, no, there's marvelous. Marvelous.
Yeah, you're not saying it right, Justin. You're not you sound like an saying idiot.
It right. And the fact you can't say it right makes me think that you don't like deserve it.
Do you realize the costuming that this one
yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I really do, Juice.
You really like
I
that.
Really do. Well,
this
yeah.
from the man who said, I'm a guy, like, you talked about not wanting to wear a suit
yeah.
for our 20 rendezvous shows.
Well, it's
but
because
then
every
like,
show,
oh,
every show, you fucking clowns were wearing some new heat. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys were like two Heidi Klums out there. And I couldn't compete with that, but I could.
You could. Sorry. Could.
No.
And didn't.
Right.
Are two very different words.
But I could get sized and purchase as an investment a cool cat suit that I would wear to every show.
Now, Griffin, I would posit that no matter what we pick for the year, you could still do that. I
yeah.
mean,
oh,
it sounds
cool.
like that's something you're into because you would not get sized for. Just to boil down what you just said, you would not get sized and have a custom-made suit.
Yeah.
But you would get sized and have a custom-made cat's costume, a stage
yes.
authentic performance
because you can wear
ready.
That. If I wore that suit to every show, you guys would make fun of me. You'd be like, there's Griffin in his incredibly handsome custom suit from Giorgio Armani.
That does sound like us, yeah.
All right, let's talk about quick problems with this one. Tease does not rhyme with three.
Yeah, there's the, yeah.
And the cat's name is Teaser. You can't just pretend it's not.
All right, cool.
But I still like it, so I am going to leave it.
Deuteronomy you. That's the tagline.
Yeah. 20 you and me, deeper than words.
20 you and me, deeper than words.
What about?
I like this. We want to talk about aesthetics. I mean, this has big sitting backward on the chair. Really? Maybe we start doing live shows that are just to an audience of one.
Intimate.
One. Yeah.
That could be really
Obama.
Fun. And
20 No and Me didn't even have a tagline, so I feel
send
like
it
I
away.
Cut that.
Can I jump back to 20 You and Me? What if it was Honey, You and Me?
Travis.
Honey, You and Me. Deeper than words.
If we don't get off the honey thing, we're going to
No. This is H-O-N-E-Y.
No, this one's romantic.
Yeah.
But I don't. Some people don't want to do the romance.
No.
I don't want to burden people with that.
Oh, that's
they don't
fair.
Want to do romance fair, this year. Fair. They're taking time. 20 Penny Free, round it down. Again, achievable, actionable.
Is it that our podcast will get rid of the American penny?
Yeah.
That's achievable.
Actions can come in all sizes and shapes, Trav.
I mean, use the word achievable.
You could achieve sending a letter to your representative that says get rid of this freaking penny. And by the way, round it down. I think we'll cut it. I will grant you that. 20 Take a Knee, good hustle today. Too passive. Didn't love it. Okay, now we've limited the list. And I
did
again,
you share this list? Can you share with us?
Oh God,
this list?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
You
sure.
Put it
yeah,
in the
I
chat
should have
here.
Done that earlier. And I also like a lot of our year themes have been late additions. This is not a list that we are, you know, this is not binding whatever's here. It's just a way to keep track of our sketches, our ideas, our thoughts.
Oh,
now I do see 20 Manatee still in here.
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be though. Griffin can just delete that real quick. Thank
That's
you, Griffin.
Gone. All right. I am drawn to 20 Sun and Sea. I think if interpreted not strictly literally, it can encompass a lot of the messaging that we seem to have in a few of our other titles here, specifically Unleash the Power of the Sun.
That is, yes, this is true. Can we do a little workshopping on the tagline?
Yeah, because Surf's Up clearly isn't it.
No. Because I went to like island life, but I don't think you could do sun and sea in a land, you know, on a coast. 20 sun and sea. 20 sun and sea, a day at the beach. That's not it.
But
20
you
sun
needed
and sea,
to say it.
Unencumbered. 20 sun and sea, Point Break.
Now, listen, I don't know that 20 Sun and Sea fills me with...
Laughter and love?
It's just not, it's just not very, like, I don't feel like, if you imagine us in 20 Honeyvine looking at this list and you see 20 Sun and Sea.
You're right.
I don't think you're going to laugh at it.
No.
I don't think it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, you're right. It's hard. It's hard.
It's almost too good. You know what I mean? It's almost too good.
20 yeah. Fuck the Sea.
Ooh. 20 Hunt the Sea.
Let's get its ass. Get the ocean's ass.
20 Hunt the Sea.
20 Hunt the Sea. Kick the ass of the ocean.
Get it. Take that, Poseidon. The sea has been allowed to get by for too long.
Yeah.
We could name the year after this episode and call it Funny Hunting Spree.
Funny Hunting Spree.
I had spree in a few of mine, but spree has not, so it has been loaded. I would
Spree's had a rough,
rough time of it. I don't even think they make the damn candy anymore.
There's no way they
There's no way.
They make sprees? Yeah. They still make sprees. 20 Hunting Sprees. Let's see if we can find them.
20...
Honey mystery.
I feel like the unlocking the power of not making the first word 20 is like...
It's taboo.
It almost...
I'm afraid to do it.
I mean, we've done it before. Serpentine? No, 2017, Frankenstein teen. Frankenstein teen was the whole...
I mean, 20... You gotta remember, also, like, these used to be a lot more wild. Like 20 forward does not rhyme. By the way, you were... correct. We retroactively named 2011 when we were recording episode 440 in 2019. We retroactive, according to the wiki, we retroactively named that one.
Okay.
So that, I don't know if that is even binding.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Clear the webs.
Sunny.
Sunny Surf and Sea. I'm still, guys, I just can't get off. I just want to wear
Sun and Surf and Sea.
I just want to wear some
2023 Sun and Surf and Sea. No.
How cool would it be to just all be wearing like shark tooth necklaces like all the year and not make a big deal about it?
And think about all the unfinished business we could get done.
Let's take a walk.
Okay. Oh, did you mean literally? Oh, you're standing up.
I'm standing up, but I remembered that I have a camera now, and the camera doesn't just change how it looks.
Yeah, I've changed my posture here. I'm.
This is a bitchin' angle I've got though.
Is there anything with bunny? We haven't done any bunny thing yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
Bunny mystery. Where do they go?
Stop it! Stop! Stop it! No more bullshit.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Oh, you said no more bullshit, and that's all I've got.
We need... No, this is time to get loose. We just got...
No, it's not. It's not time... No, we need to think more and harder.
You know,
get
we
up.
Just need to riff on it like Kenny
get
G.
Get your asses
did.
Up.
What would Kenny G do? Okay. I'm in my boot. It's hard... Here, I can't... I've unplugged my camera.
Oh, shit.
I tried to stand up. This is what happened.
Travis unplugged his shit, and all his shit broke. He was standing up. He unplugged all his shit. Okay.
All right, let's just
start
doing it.
We're going to have to pause for a second to get Travis back.
I can't stop, Justin. I'm in it now. I got a jazz.
We have to pause our recording.
I got a jazz, Justin. I got a jazz. You're sitting down. You're losing momentum. Damn it.
I'm back. Now listen, can I give you guys a bold move?
Yes. Anything. I'm gasping.
Replace the first 20 with thunder. Yeah. Does that do anything for you?
It does.
Thunder?
It does. Yeah.
It bothers me because it doesn't rhyme with 20. That's what it does for me.
But Frankenstein teen, there is a precedent
was
set.
Bad.
What?
It's okay that we
Frankenstein
messed up.
Teen become the monster kicks ass, though.
That's one of our best years. Ass.
No, you're right. But then we're just opening the scope. Like, let's call it Greg Sudeikis. Like, it doesn't...
Juice, let's talk about the scope. Because right now I'm looking around at the scope, and it sucks shit so far. Maybe we need to think outside the bun. I'm down with what Travis is selling. I think he's right.
Thunder what?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? Thunder come to me.
Thunder come to me.
Thunder come to me.
Summon the storm.
No, Thunder, it can't be that. That's got big QAnon flavor, and I want to leave that in the garbage can.
Thunder walk with me.
Ooh.
Thunder under me.
Thunder walk with me,
partner with the store, work with the store.
Travis, stop talking about the storm. Okay, wait, Thunder, dude.
Thunder walk with me, ride the lightning.
No, because someone will get shocked.
Doing our thing. We can't be responsible for that again.
I think let's take one off the table just to clear the pound a bit. I think that we will change the year theme to 20 Sunny D if the Dr. Pepper Corporation makes a $25,000 donation to charity. If Dr. Pepper, an in-kind payment to us.
$50,000 total. Yes.
If the Sunny D people will give $25,000 to charity, they can buy the name.
No, they can't. That's not enough.
Why not?
That's not enough money. That's not enough money for what they're get for the value that they're getting out of it.
50 G's?
It's going to be 20-50 G's figures.
Pay us.
It's six figures in my mind for sure.
20-50 G's.
Six figures?
Yep.
20-50 G's offers on the table.
20-50 G's to buy the rights to our entire podcast.
To buy our rights to our shit.
Just the year.
Please buy our thing.
Buy our thing.
Please buy it out from underneath us and replace us with younger people.
I'm so tired all the time.
Why do we have to do this every year and nobody else does? It sucks.
Sucks shit.
I was so excited about this one. I thought we'd just get one and it would be like out there. I'm going to have to open frigging Rhyme Zone.
20 Sleepy Bees.
Pictures of Nicki Minaj.
Like we haven't had it. Sleepy Bees? Sleepy Bees? So tired.
Runny. Now, Dunny is funny.
Why?
Because it's a toilet.
It's a toilet. It's funny.
Okay.
Sunny. Funny. Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Keep going, Justin. You got it.
I'm not like close to one. It's going to be just something we say. Like, it's going to be something we say. And that is what's weird about this process, for me at least. I don't know that it's ever been one that we've brought.
No. Those are all thought starters.
I feel like we are divining this. Like, this feels more like divination.
Yeah, we're breathing in the fumes from the vent at the top of the mountain so that we can see what the rest of the year will be. We're the oracles.
Oh, man.
No, it's like this every year. Okay. Breathe it in.
20 monkeys see what you do.
Nope, but thank you. Keep breathing.
Is funky in there?
Funky is in there, yeah. I didn't know until you said it, but it's for sure in there.
Yeah.
Funny Funky 3. And it's just a year with the McElroy, with those funny, funky McElroy
brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Funky Rumpelteez.
Funky. Funky Rumpelteez. That one. Now, can I just say, in favor of Funky Rumpelteez, in 20 Monkey Vine, we're going to look back on that one and be like, that fucking ruled.
Pretty
God,
good.
What a good, what were we doing? Oh, was that the year we all learned how to buy weed for ourselves? Was Funky Rumpelteez?
Fun and Funky Free.
Funky Uncle. Maybe something there. Funky Uncle Breeze. Funky Uncle Cheese. Funky Cheese. Cheese is so funny. Have you guys seen Monty Python?
Okay, that still doesn't rhyme with three, though. It rhymes with tease, if that's what you're going for. If the year was actually 20 Rumpelteez, then cheese would be a great option. Running Funky Free.
Fun and Funky Free.
Fun and Funky Free.
Yummy Sunny D.
Yeah.
Gunny.
This is a wild one, guys. This feeling is indescribable. I wish I could feel like this all the time.
I'm going to stand up.
I feel like there's a tiger in the room.
When I tried, I got booted off the
call. I know, Trav. We all know. Something with Steez.
No.
Still doesn't rhyme with three.
B.
Funky Uncle Steve.
Funky Uncle Steve.
This year is a guy.
20-man VB. Season
two. You don't just jump right over Funky Uncle Steve, guys. Instead of a year that's like a motto, it's like a dude.
Am I having...
Now, if we're going to get a dude in there, let's get Uncle Bloody Shriek.
Am I having...
If we say Uncle and 20 are partners, then Uncle Bloody Shriek comes back in.
I feel like we have tried to make the year a guy before. This can't be the first time we've tried to make the year a guy.
Can I say That's something? True. A lot of my concerns about Bloody Shriek have been assuaged by the fact that he is a close family relative now.
Oh, so I thought it was like when you have like a close friend growing up and they become an uncle to your kids.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a blood relation.
Uncle Blunty Tree and his brother Brian had a son.
Yeah.
And now he's Uncle Blunty Tree.
I mean, the merch possibilities with Uncle Blunty Tree are pretty good.
But is it anything that people can like aspire to? You know what I mean? Blunty is there, and we can come back to Blunty. I mean, in later years.
20 filled with glee. Fill your life with laughter and love again. Refill it.
20.
Yep. Justin just needs to leave for a little bit.
20 cross the sea.
Cross? That's not even the same.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. Cheese, steez, tease, and
that's close. That's a slant rhyme.
Cross
that's
the
fine.
Sea.
What?
Cross the sea.
Cross and 20.
Oh my God.
Are not even in the same neighborhood phonetically. Jumpy,
good. Yeah, go ahead, Juice.
Jumpy,
good. Jumpy, good, jumpy. Justin.
Jumpy, funny.
Jumpy Funny is a cool name for the year.
Jumpy Funny. Then there's a third.
Free. Jumpy
funny and Dupree.
You, me, and Dupree.
Blunty Uncle Dupree.
Okay. Blunty and Dupree. And this one's just two people. And a lot of the issues that came up in You, Me, and Dupree are completely just fixed by there just being two people this time, Blunty and Dupree.
Blunty, walk with me.
Blunty, walk with me. Walk is still not there.
Yeah, I know, neither. Justin, but we have to loosen our strictures. Footprints by the sea.
Footprints
when
by the sea.
When was Jesus carrying you?
Footprints by the sea. Footprints by the sea, deeper than words.
Has nothing to do with 20.
It's oh my God, get out of your fuck. Me and Travis are over here
no,
stoked
about footprints.
No, because
otherwise it's just like
sea.
It could be anything. It could be anything.
Clearly it can't, Justin, because we've been what talking for want? 7 let's, hours.
Let's back up.
Okay.
What do you guys want the year to be about? What's the mood of the year?
Well, I want it to be about Sticky Mysteries, obviously.
No.
But no.
It's about a vibe. It's about trying.
It's about a vibe.
It's about giving yourself permission. Giving yourself permission to sample a new vibe if you want to.
Something about free then is good. Free.
I mean, running wild and free?
No.
20 running free.
Wide open space.
I'm not thinking about it like escaping your current vibe. I'm thinking about it like... I'm still thinking 20 Surf and Sea. I'm thinking Jack Johnson album cover art. I'm thinking about bare feet and, you know, you start wearing bracelets or whatever.
I want people to, but like, we got to get out there. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of problems that need fixing. And I feel like there have been a lot of years about resting on our laurels, re-energizing, taking care of oneself. It's time to put the focus
outside. What could we do out there?
Okay, okay. Justin's going to hate this because there's no rhyme for 20 in it. But I'll something like, get out there and see.
Get out there and see.
Not it.
But something like it.
20, something like that.
Funk. 20 starts with me. Funky starts with me.
Hmm. 20 starts with me. 20, funky. Funky starts with me. Funk.
Magic funky. Within me.
Eat these runs with me.
Eat these runs with me. Funky runs with me? Yes.
Funky.
Funky fun with me.
Funky
fun funky. With me.
Funky fun with me.
Tonka trucks with me.
Funky.
And that's about asking your friends to play Tonka trucks with you.
20. What is this like to listen to?
Bad.
What must it be?
The only person bad, right? It's especially bad for editor Rachel, who is hearing what I hope is a version of the episode everyone else is hearing that is an hour and a half longer.
Yeah. Cut. Tump. Yummy. Tump. Yummy. Tempting me.
Yummy tempting me.
It's good for your confidence.
Yeah. Funky, look funny, yummy tempting me. Yummy in me. Tummy. Funky.
Yummy tummy.
Yummy in tummy. It's got
yummy,
just
yummy. Yummy fun with me.
Tummy yummies. We
Funky fun with me. Funky fun with me. Wee. Yummy. What if the name of the year is just funky fun with me? Yummy. Wee fun. Yummy. Funky.
Man.
I like funky. I'll be honest with you guys.
Funky is good. I don't normally like that word, but I feel like in context it's good.
Hunky funky 3. A year with the McElroy brothers.
Funky Uncle D.
Funky Uncle D. Here he comes.
He's tried his best.
Uncles by the sea.
Uncles by the sea. Ooh.
Uncles uncle, by the sea.
Uncle. Swim the honey. Fun.
Oh no, Justin's having
20 Uncle C. 20.
Yep.
Funky by the sea. Oh.
No.
20. Honey, Uncle Bunny, see.
Funky.
Did that help?
I don't think it did. 23andMe is the name of a company.
It's like a name of a company. Funky Uncles 3.
A year with the McElroy brothers. We got to get away from that.
A year with the McElroy. Dang it. 20 uncles. 20 hunt.
I think uncle's got to go. I think we got to put uncle in the basket.
20 hunt with me. 20 bump with me.
20 ooh. Bump with me. 20 bumps with me. I don't.
20 bump ugly.
No. 20. Trump?
Nope. Shit, Juice.
Is that?
God, you got to know that, right?
Even I, there's good ones of them.
Okay, wait.
What?
Adverbs.
All in with Lee.
Yes. Party funkily.
20 swimmingly.
Ooh.
20 luckily.
20 yummily.
Funny luckily. Otherwise, we wouldn't have jobs.
Not
this episode.
Not this
you.
One. Never this one.
Did we do mummies? Have we done mummies?
No.
Mummies in the sea.
Mummy Uncle Steve.
Huh.
Mummy Rumble.
Mummy running free. We got to get him back. He's out there. He's loose.
Catch that mummy.
Mummy running free. Catch that mummy.
Mummy running free. Wrap it up. Money don't come free.
That's just a lesson. But we're not getting closer.
Mummy by the
That's
sea.
What's hard.
Mummy by the sea.
Mummy by the sea.
Mummy by the sea. Best we got.
Mummy by the sea. Let him rest.
I feel like it should be 20 dungaree. That's what I'm feeling. It's fun to dress as. It's fun to say. It might be a brand.
It might be a brand.
Dungaree might be a brand, like Xerox, where people just say Xerox. Not that people Xerox things anymore, but Band-Aid, yeah. You know.
Dunk with 23, an interactive dunk? Michael Jordan experience. Dunk with 23, an interactive Michael Jordan.
You're just leaving 23 is a problem.
Yeah,
because
it's like a cool number that he wore when he did all of his best games.
Funkin'.
Dunk.
The country runs on Duncan.
20 dunk with me.
Ooh. 20 roll to me.
Ooh, yeah! 20 yeah! Delamitri.
Something for the Delamitri fans.
I love it. Now I'm just looking Cummy. Around my room.
Cummy.
Nope.
That was bad.
Funky B&B.
This is the hot. Why is this the hardest it's ever been? Why are you sitting down? You
haven't earned that. Oh shit! Ah!
Okay, we might have to step away, boys.
No,
we don't.
Nope.
This is it.
Nope. This is a close to a breakthrough. I can feel it.
We're so close, guys.
20.
Can I tell you what's wrong? My brain is so broken at this point that I keep thinking, "Mummy by the sea." There's something there, It's not.
That's not it.
But now I'm thinking about Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz and how much I love that movie.
20. Enchantment by the Sea.
Just like the last year. I mean, it's very close to the last year's theme.
It feels like the two. Okay. Hey, let's narrow it down. We're going too broad when we introduce that the first 20 could be changed.
You're right.
C has been calling to us. This whole episode.
Yes. 20 and C. 20 hump the sea.
I mean, 20 fuck the sea is pretty cool.
No, hump. It rhymes with twump.
It rhymes with swamp.
Twumpy. 2023.
Cookie starts with C.
20 hump the sea.
Is there anything there?
I don't think so.
20 search the sea.
20
plumb the sea.
20
drain the sea.
Whoa.
20 under.
20 drink the sea.
Undersea is very not good.
We must protect the
sea. We've got some climate issues going on. I don't know if you guys are aware. 20 grunt, bump, dun.
Grunt the sea.
20 hunt the sea. 20 bump the sea.
We must protect the sea. 20.
I kept wanting Chucky D to be a person, but it's not a person. Chuck D is a person. Heavy D is a person.
Run into the sea.
Chucky D is not a person.
Run into the sea.
Thunder under
sea.
Sea.
Yeah.
Thunder under sea. Whoa!
How did that happen?
Holy shit!
Whoa! Uncles by the sea.
Uncle of the
20 sun and sea. I mean, 20 sun and sea.
You poo-pooed it so hard earlier. And I've always loved 20 sun and sea. Or 20,
I didn't,
20
I
surf
didn't poo-poo
20
it,
surf and sea.
20 surf and sea. No, 20 sun and sea. Surf.
20 sun and sea. Hunting sun and sea. Huntington and sea.
Huntington, merci.
I can't. Guys, this episode's been going so long.
I know. We just need to pick a year name. Nobody leaves, so we pick one.
I mean, my vote is still for 20 Sun and Sea surfs up. Or 20 Sun and Sea.
Let's go with 20 Sun and Sea, but we need to nail the tag.
A day of the
20 Sun and Sea.
20 Sun and Sea.
What's
sand
the tagline that brings it all together?
20 Sun and Sea.
The beach is in your heart.
Ooh.
20 Sun and Sea. Bring the weather with you.
Ooh.
That's a JB lyric.
Okay. 20 Sun and Sea.
Coastal Connections.
20
Sun and Sea. Griffin, say words. 20 Sun and Sea.
Deeper Than Words.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold
there's on. Something there, isn't
hold
there?
Hold on.
Wait.
My love is like the sea.
No. Justin, go. No. Don't run away from it. Okay. 20 Sun and Sea, Deeper Than Words. 20 Sun and Sea.
Deeper Than Words.
Deeper Than Words.
We could explain it to you all day long, but the meaning is deeper, it's than,
deeper
words.
Than words. And think about what a fun, beachy vibe that would be at the shows. I could probably find a Hawaiian shirt that I have.
And listen, you know what else is deep? The sea, but it's the not ocean. Deeper
yeah,
than words.
Sure. No, that's the, it's sun that I don't love being there, but there is something about sort of that whole aesthetic that is,
20
that
by the
is
sea.
Actually deeper than words.
20 Sun and Sea, deeper than words.
Deeper than words. The more we sit on it, the more I love it.
The more I do find it comfortable.
20 Sun and Sea.
Deeper than words.
This is,
and the sea is deep.
The sea is deep.
We've all gotten there.
We
all got there at three different times.
Yeah, the sea is deep.
But the sun isn't known for being particularly deep.
Oh, really, Griffin? Oh, really?
Deeper in space than
I've
ever
been. Pretty big to me.
Huh.
Yeah. It's 20 Sun and Sea.
Deeper than words.
Deeper than words.
Okay, in what situation would you find yourself that you could repeat this to yourself and find it helpful even a little bit?
That's why I think deeper than words maybe isn't it. 20 Sun and Sea, the heart is a beach. Something like that. Something about how you can bring that inner, like you can carry it with you. The beach.
Yeah, sure.
20 Sun and Sea. I did say Coastal Connections already, and I don't think it meant anything when I said it the first time.
Okay, you ready? You ready? 20 yeah. Sun and Sea, surf the vibe.
No, that's nothing. No. Surf the vibe sounds like what?
Surf the vibe?
Sounds like a tweet that fucking Cheez-Its would put out, like to okay. advertise their new pineapple-flavored Cheez-Its.
Are they making those?
Surf the vibe. That kicks ass, actually.
Thank you.
It sucks in such a specific way that I'm actually kind of a yeah. sucker for.
Surf the vibe.
I love actually, there's nothing funnier to me actually than the three of us trying to embrace this Jack Johnson beach aesthetic, having no idea how to do it.
20 Sun and Sea, surf the vibe. It's it.
So
20 Sun and Sea, surf the vibe. Okay. 20 Sun and Sea, surf the vibe. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Holy crap. I legitimately don't know if this was an episode of a podcast. I don't know. It feels more like a planning meeting where we ended up with like, okay, fine. Google. We'll call it Google.
Okay, everyone, please. Amnesty Flame Bright Dice are going to be available this
shit.
Month. They're designed by artist and maker Evelyn. And you got to get them. It's in partnership with Die Hard Dice. And we've got there's a rudeness enamel pin. 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Races, which promotes justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, family, and refugees, all at macroymerch.com. Tickets for 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour, which is the last one before the 20 Sun and Sea Surf the Vibe. Tickets are still available for the rescheduled shows in San Jose and Denver. That's April 27th, Adventure Zone with Abria. In San Jose, April 28th, My Brother and Me in San Jose. April 29th is My Brother and Me in Denver. All existing tickets will be honored, and you can get new tickets. That's at, bit.ly/McElroy Tours?
I don't know, yeah. man. I feel sure, bad asking anybody to support us in any kind of monetary fungible way right now.
Family. You'll find it there.
I love 20 Sun and Sea, Surf the Vibe, but it makes me feel really dirty because it was a long walk we had to go to get
long
there.
Walk that we passed it and then drove for an hour. And we're like, wait a minute, I think we passed it.
Don't forget to pre-order the Taz 11th Hour graphic novel. It comes out February 21st.
Yeah.
Go to theadventurezonecomic.com to pre-order and submit your receipt at bit.ly/11thhourpreorder to get the lenticular sticker featuring the art from the book.
All right. Thanks, Montaigne, also, for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better with You.
And thank
you. Very good.
Thank you, editor Rachel. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Rachel. This is too long. I don't have anything else. I don't want to say any more words.
This is
deeper than words now. At this point, I feel like. What if that was our new ending? What if our new ending was just silence and everybody at home knew how we felt, how we were feeling right now?
Well, we don't need to end the episode. Let's just surf the vibe.
Let's just surf the vibe. Everybody, we're not going to do our usual outro. Just surf on it.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. You did still speak.
This has been My Brother, Me, Kiss Your Dad, Square on the Lips. I can't. There's so little.
Surf the vibe.
I don't know what's holding the ship of Theseus that we call a podcast together anymore, Griffin. It may be that. I don't know.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.